Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Nigama kalpatador galitam palam sukamagadam ritadevesam madam bibata bhagatamara samadayam muhurora sikabo vibhavakaham narayanam namaskritya naram chayvaranotamam devim sarasatim vyasam tato jayamudirayet nashtavayeshvadesho nittam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhaviti naishtikem Ete chamsakalapam sam krishnasto bhagavan sayam indriyari vyakulam lokam ridyante yuge yuge nama sankirtam yasya sarva papa pranashanam pranamaduka samanastam namami harim padam. So we are reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 15th chapter, text number 68. Yatha hi yuyam nripa deva dustyajat apad ganat uttaratmanaha prabho yat Pada pankeruham sevayam bhavan aharasin nirjitam dik gajam kraton. Yada hi yoyam nripadeva dustyajat Abhad ganat uttarat manah prabho yat pada pankeru hasevaya bhavan aharasin nirjata diggajakratan Yata hi yuyam nripadeva dustyajat Apad ganat uttarat manaha prabho Yat pada pankere uha sevaya bhavang Akara sinirjita diggaja kratong Yata hi yuyam nripadeva dustyajat Apad ganat uttarat manaha prabho Yat pada pankeruha sevaya bhavan Ahara sinirjita diggaja kratong Yatha, as he, indeed, yuyam, all of you, pandavas, nripadeva, O Lord of the kings, human beings and demigods, dustyajat, insurmountable, apat, dangerous conditions, ganat, from all, uttarata, escaped, atmana, own, prabho, of the Lord, Yatpadapankeruham, whose lotus feet, Sevayam, by serving Bhavan, yourself, Aharasit, performed Nirjita, defeating Diggaja, the most powerful enemies, who are like elephants, Kraton, ritualistic ceremonies. Translation and purport by Zivanga Isila Isi Bhaktivedanta Sam Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. O King Yudhisthira, because of your service to the Supreme Lord, all of your Pandavas defeated the greatest dangers posed by numerous kings and demigods. By serving the lotus feet of Krishna, you conquered great enemies who were like elephants, and thus you collected ingredients for sacrifice. By His grace, may you be delivered from material involvement. Purport. Placing himself as an ordinary householder, Maharaj Yudhisthira inquired from Narada Muni how a griha mudadhi, a person who is entangled in household life and who thus continues to remain a fool, can be delivered. Narada Muni encouraged Maharaj Yudhisthira by saying, you are already on the safe side because you, along with your entire family, have become a pure devotee of Krishna. By Krishna's grace, the Pandavas conquered in the battle of Kurukshetra and were saved from many dangers posed not only by kings, but sometimes even by the demigods. Thus they are a practical example of how to live in security and safety by the grace of Krishna. Everyone should follow the example of the Pandavas, who showed how to be saved by the grace of Krishna. Our Krishna consciousness movement is intended to teach how everyone can live peacefully in this material world and at the end of life return home, back to Godhead. In the material world there are always dangers at every step. Padam padam yatvi padam natesham. Nonetheless, if one takes shelter of Krishna without hesitation and keeps under the shelter of Krishna, he can easily cross the ocean of nescience. Samashita ye pada pallava plavam mahatpadam punya shasho murare. To the devotee, this great ocean of nescience becomes like a puddle of water in the hoofprint of a cow. A pure devotee, without embarrassing himself by trying for elevation in so many ways, stays in the same position as a servant of Krishna, and thus his life is eternally safe, without a doubt. Ama jnana timirandasya jnananjana salakaya chakshodan militam yanam tasmai sri gurave namaham sri chaitanya manobhistam stapitam yena bhutale sayam ropa gadamayam dadati sapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yodhapadakamalan Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sirupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raganatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Ganta Radha Ganta Namastute Tapta Ganjana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha.
Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Shivajari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Nama Hare Nama Hare Nama Eva Kevalam Kola Nastyeva 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 Gatiranyatam Jayati Jayati Namananda Rupam Murare Viramidaranjajama Dhyana Pujariyatam Katam Aprisakridatam Muktinam Paramamritam Ekanam Jivanam Bhushanam Yathahi Yuyam Ripadeva Dustyajat Apad Ganat Uttaratmanaha Prabhu Itpada Pankireyuha Sevaya Bhavan Aharasin Nirjata Diggaja Kratun. O King Yudhisthira, because of your service to the Supreme Lord, all of your Pandavas defeated the greatest dangers posed by numerous kings and demigods. By serving the lotus feet of Krishna, you conquered great enemies who are like elephants, and thus you collected ingredients for sacrifice. By His grace, may you be delivered from material involvement. So, King Yudhishthira is being instructed by the great saintly devotee Narada Muni, who is the spiritual master of many great personalities, as we know, Parikshit Maharaj or Prahlad Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, so many great personalities. So they were taking shelter of Narada Muni, and by the grace of Narada Muni, they were able to attain perfection in spiritual life. So here, King Yudhishthira, although we know he is in the internal associate of Krishna, whenever Krishna is here in this material world performing his pastimes, Naravat Leela, just like an ordinary human being, but is the Supreme Lord. So at this time, in the pastimes of Hastinapura and Dwarka, then Yudhishthira Maharaj and his four brothers, they are there whenever Krishna is coming in this material world. Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna, the source of everything, of all the spiritual material worlds, the source of all the different personalities of Godhead. Therefore is addressed as Swayam Bhagavan, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, Adipurush, Moonroop, Parampurush, Uttampurush. So when he comes, the Pandavas, they are also coming. And at this time, so as we know, Krishna also instructed Arjuna, spoke the Bhagavad Gita for the benefit of the conditioned souls. So when the devotees of the Lord coming, so it appears to be they may be just like ordinary human beings. But we should understand, just like Krishna is always liberated, Nitya Mukta. So similarly, the pure devotees who are coming with Krishna, or who Krishna sends to this material world, they are also always liberated. But still, just to instruct the common man, they are, so to say, acting just like normal human beings. So here also Yudhishthira Maharaj, so very humbly, so he's expressing his position, and as Prabhupada is explaining the purport, he's saying about himself, Griha Mudadhi. So, Griha Medhi, a person who is in the household ashram, who is a householder, Grihastha ashram, but he's not engaged in spiritual activities. He's a Griha Medhi, or as explained here by Prabhupada, Griha Mudadhi. Griha means the house, dhi means the intelligence, so he's using the intelligence just to be happy in this material world, in the house with the wife and the children, in sense gratification. So such a person is considered to be a fool, mura. So Yudhishthira Maharaj humbly expressed himself in this way, because in front of the spiritual master, even though one may be qualified, so one has to be always very humble and think himself to be a fool in front of the spiritual master. So then the spiritual master, so he will be able to give valuable instructions. So Narada Muni, so he gave so many valuable instructions to King Yudhishthira, not only for him but also for the common man, but not only for householders. So he gave instructions for the sannyasis, for the brahmacharis, for the vanaprastas, and the grihastas, and then also according to the vanas, shudra, vaishya, kshatriya and brahmana. So they all have the different rules and regulations. So, and as explained also by Narada Muni himself, so you should try to perform your duty, your prescribed duties, that he was explained in the previous verses. So in this way you can come to the highest stage condition. So he was making some points about the consciousness and how it has to be absorbed in the absolute truth. So bhava dvaita, and then about the dravya, the things which are in this world which may belong to us. Dravya dvaita, so they should be engaged in the service of the Lord. And then kriya dvaita, so all activities should be engaged in the service of the Lord. So actually we know that Krishna is the source of everything, is mool roop, and from him come so many incarnations and so many energies are coming, shakti. So the internal energy of the Lord is there, sarup shakti. And the sarup shakti is divided into three. Krishna himself, so is the embodiment of the chit shakti. So his form is Satchinananda sarup. So, but it is explained is the embodiment of the chit shakti, the jnana shakti. So that means the knowledge, the transcendental knowledge, by which the conditioned soul actually can make advancement in spiritual life, by the mercy of Krishna, by the chit shakti. And then we have the sandini shakti. The embodiment of that is Balaram. Sandini means the existence potency. Nothing has any existence in the spiritual world or even in material world without Balaram. So it is explained. So the holy dham, that is considered to be expansion of Balaram or Krishna's bed on different paraphernalia, dravya. And actually, so from this, actually from sandini shakti, so then in the material world the dravya shakti is coming. Dravya from sandini shakti. And then from the chit shakti, that is Krishna, the jnana shakti and the spiritual realm, in the material world the jnana shakti is coming, by which we may have some material knowledge, and then it becomes, as explained here, bhava dvaita. And then the third potency, internal potency, that is the hiladini shakti, embodied by Srimati Radharani, the pleasure potency, by which Krishna is satisfied. And the living entity, by dint of the pleasure potency, hiladini shakti, Srimati Radharani, so the living entity, so he's able to serve Krishna and satisfy Krishna and feel some transcendental pleasure. And in this material world, the expanded form of this ladini shakti, that is the kriya shakti, the activities in this material world. But everything should be always absorbed or engaged in Krishna's service. So bhava dvaitam, so the jnana, the transcendental knowledge, so, or as even it is explained in the Bhagavatam, so that Ambarish Maharaj, so is he a good example of everything to be used in Krishna service. First of all, Savai Mana Krishna Padara Vindayor, his mind, his consciousness was engaged in the lotus feet of Krishna. And then he was acting with all his senses in Krishna service. He was seeing the deity, he was serving the deity with his hands, he was going to holy places using his legs, so all the activities were dedicated to Krishna. And all his possessions, he was the emperor, the king of the kings. Everything he used in Krishna Seva. So he was the emperor, but he was also worshipping himself, the Supreme Lord. And he was inspiring everyone to worship the Supreme Lord. So he's the perfect example actually of Atmanivedanam, of surrendering everything to Krishna, body, mind and words. So in the conditioned state, so we have to practice, as explained here by Narada Muni to King Yudhishthir, to always try to think of Krishna and to engage everything in Krishna service, to be always active in Krishna service. So then he's explaining here in this verse that, and Prabhupada also is emphasizing in the purport, that so it doesn't matter actually, even you may be Nigrihastha Ashram, but if Krishna is in the center, you can also become perfect and return to the spiritual world. But of course, usually, as householders, many times one may be entangled, having to take care of the family and working, and then associating with materialistic people, then sometimes it is difficult to be able to be focused on Krishna's lotus feet. But one has to try one's best. So of course, those who are engaged in brahminical activities, for them it is easier, the householders. They're worshipping the Lord, they're studying the scriptures, they're teaching. Whereas for others, maybe not so easy, but still, one has to endeavor. So therefore everyone, all the grihasthas, they should worship the deities. And then even if they have to work, but then they will be focused. If in the morning they're getting up early, they're chanting the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And if they're worshipping the deities at home or going to the temple, if they live near the temple, and then if daily they hearing the Bhagavatam or reading the Bhagavatam, so then they will be able throughout the day also to be able, so to remember Krishna to some extent. And those, especially those who have taken second initiation, the Nyasyastri Sandhyam, at the Sandhya, they will chant the Gayatri Mantra, which is also Krishna Sarup, non different from the Supreme Lord. Of course, different Gayatris are there, embodying different personalities of Godhead. As we know, there's a Krishna Gayatri, Gaur Gayatri, for Mahaprabhu, for Nityananda, for Nrisingadev, for Vishnu. Different Gayatris are there. By which then the Brahmanas, so those who are Dvija, twice born, they can remember the Lord. So three times a day, morning and evening, at sunrise and sunset, and when the sun is in the highest point, between sunrise and sunset, the third Sandhya. So then they will chant the Gayatri. So then they are focused, even though they may be working somewhere. Of course, it has to be done properly. Usually before chanting Gayatri, one has to perform Achman and chant some mantras for purification to be focused, to be able to chant nicely the Gayatri. And of course also, so especially for the householders, so they have to follow the rules and regulations of the ashram. And always try to be the association of the advanced devotees, the spiritual master, so they may be able to properly engage in devotional service, in worshipping the Lord, in properly chanting the holy names. So chanting the holy names is actually the most important activity for all the devotees. It is the Yuga Dharma. So it has to be chanted properly, without offenses, with a proper bhav. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Kali Yuga Avatar. So he has come to establish the Yuga Dharma, the chanting of the holy names. And he also, by his personal example and by instructing his disciples, he showed how we should actually chant the holy name, what bhav. So he came to give actually Braj Bhav. And even there, Anaribida Charim Chirakana Vatana Kala Samaripadam Unad Ujjala Rasam Sabakti Syam. Especially Unad Ujjala Ras, the Gopi Bhav, the Madhurya Ras. So, and most of the acharyas in our line, they're actually in this Madhurya Ras. So with this bhav, so we should chant the holy names, so that we'll be able to purify our consciousness and then come to the highest stage of developing love for Krishna. So it is a gradual process, and it is also possible for the householders. So that Narada Muni has nicely explained, and Srila Prabhupada, further on in the Purport, he has also explained. Although it is difficult to make advancement in the age of Kali, but by the causeless mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the deliverer of the most fallen, so anyone of any vana or ashram can make advancement in spiritual life and go back home, back to Godhead. Or at least make a lot of advancement so that in the next life he can become perfect. Even though one may be in a woman body, one may be coming from Shudra family or even outside the vana ashram, mlechas even, yavanas, who were not born under proper purificatory rites in places where there are no spiritual activities performed, but still by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his pure devotees, so they can also come to the highest stage of spiritual consciousness and develop love for Krishna. So even though one may be Shudra, but if he knows the science of Krishna, if he is pure in consciousness, if he has realized Krishna, so then he may act as Guru. So the Shudras usually, they are not very intelligent, and the Shudras, they always merit. But still, if they are under the shelter of the pure devotee, and then taking full shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna, then they can also give this knowledge to others. Yare dekatayaka Krishna padesh amaragyai guru hanatara edesh. Whoever you meet, you speak about Krishna, what you have heard from your spiritual master. And in this way, so you will be benefited and you benefit others. So that Mahaprabhu, he told to one Brahmana who was a householder, now you stay in your home. As Narada also, Narada Muni, he told Yudhishthira, thus even while at home, one will be able to reach the supreme destination. So one does not even have to leave the home. One may be living at home. Of course, as Grihastha, so family life is there, but at a certain point should be Vanaprastha Ashram. One should retire from social engagement and focus more on trying to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Vanaprastha's main duty is then to study the scriptures, to become absorbed, and then of course to chant holy names, and if possible try to give the knowledge also to others. But live in a very simple way. And then in this way one can attain the supreme destination. And here also Narada Muni is telling Yudhishthira Maharaj that because of your service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you were always protected by Krishna. You defeated so many opponents, so many kings, even the cousin brothers, Duryodhana, they wanted to kill their own cousin brothers. And many times we think we have so many difficulties. But if you compare ourselves to the Pandavas, our difficulties are very insignificant. But they had to undergo tremendous difficulties. And they were not lamenting, why this is happening to us. No, they never lamented. Of course, some discomfort was there, and sometimes they were very upset because of the treatment Duryodhana and his brothers were giving them. So even they became very angry many times. But they controlled themselves, and they always took shelter of Krishna. And they didn't complain, why this is happening to me? No, they never complained. But they just accepted that as part of life. So also we have to do the same. Despite all difficulties, we have to remain focused and take shelter of Guru Gananga and Krishna. Then we can overcome all difficulties which are bound to come in this material world. First of all, due to our own past previous activities, the result of that we will have to suffer. And then also in the material world, so as explained by Prabhupada, padam padam yad vipadam natesham. At every step there is danger. That is just the nature of this material world. Even if one is trying one's best to be engaged in devotional activities, even one is faultless, even one is clean, cleansed of all past misgivings or past sinful reactions, even one is properly situated, one has to face many difficulties in this material world. Even we can see the pure devotees, not only the Pandavas, Haridas Thakur, or even Srila Prabhupada, how many difficulties Prabhupada has to face in the West as he was going to preach. But Krishna always took care of him, and he was always depending on Krishna and pushing on despite all difficulties. So we have to try to do the same. It is just the nature of this world. Difficulties will come. But if you take shelter of Murari, Krishna, the enemy of the Mura, demon, he killed this one demon, therefore is known as Murari, the enemy, the one who slayed the Mura demon. So if you take shelter of him, then we can overcome all difficulties. And then we can reach the supreme destination. And then we can cross over this material world, which is Bhav Sagar. So Sagar means the ocean. So which is, from one point of view, it is very difficult to overcome this material world. But if you take shelter of Krishna, then this Bhav Sagar, this material world, this ocean of this material world becomes small, just like the cows or the calf's hoof print. And you can easily step over it. So of course, to take shelter of Krishna, so that is the goal, but even before that we have to take shelter of Sri Guru, the spiritual master. And by his mercy then we can advance. And then we take shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because in the age of Kali, we need the mercy, the special mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then it is possible to cross over this material world. Krishna vanam tisa krishnam sangapangastapasadam yagya sankitapayaya jantihi sumedasaha. He sumedasaha. Meda, again here the intelligence. So those who have fine intelligence, sumedasaha, they will take shelter of Krishna, of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is our Krishna. He is actually Krishna himself. And the Krishna Bhair Gaura, he is actually Krishna, but he is covered by the golden complexion of Srimati Radharani. Antar Krishna Bhair Gaura, Krishna. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikriya Nirshakti Rasmad Ekatmanava Vibhul Vodavutavta Chaitana Kam Aduna Tadvayam Chakyam Aptam Radha Bhavadyuti Samitam Nam Krishna Sarupam. Mahaprabhu is Krishna Sarup, but he has come with the bhav, with the mood of Srimati Radharani and the luster of Srimati Radharani to help the fallen conditioned souls. So then it is explained also that all the great sages, so they are taking shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yajante hi sumerasa deyam sadabhavishta doham titaspadam sivivirinchanatam sananyam brittatyam pravaptipotam vande mahapurushate charanaravindam. So vande mahapurushate charanaravindam. We take shelter of the lotus feet of the Mahapurush, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Deyam, by remembering, all desires are fulfilled. So of course the spiritual desires must be there to make advancement, to attain the supreme position. But even if we may have some material necessities, that may also be fulfilled, given by the Supreme Lord, by Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And therefore even the great sages, Shiva Virinchi, Nutam Sharanyam, Shiva, Lord Shiva, Virinchi, Lord Brahma, they are taking shelter of Mahaprabhu. They are offering obeisances to Mahaprabhu. And then by His mercy, the Bhav Sagar, this ocean of material existence, can be crossed by taking shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or just like a boat. If you remember the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, then we can cross over, then we are safely situated. And we can cross over this ocean of material existence. So even though we may be householder, but if Krishna is in the center, if Mahaprabhu is in the center, if we do everything according to the instructions of the spiritual master, then we can attain the supreme position, and then one can overcome all difficulties. And then whatever is needed, kratun, in order to even perform sacrifices, like Yudhishthira Maharaj, he was doing the Rajasuya sacrifice, which is a big sacrifice, and you need so much parthenia for this, so much dravya, so paraphernalia is there, so much ghee and grains and fruits and then of course even utensils are there, and you have to give also, you have to invite the great sages. They were invited and they have to be respected, and they have to be also given some remuneration, the brahmanas and even the elders, so they have to be given some gifts. So much is required to perform this Rajasuya sacrifice. But everything was obtained by Yudhishthira Maharaj because he took shelter of Krishna. And then also actually he was saying, I want to do this sacrifice to show to the world that as a devotee of Krishna, so whatever you need, you will get. Because in the beginning, everything was taken from him. So he was thinking, who will take shelter of Krishna if they see our lives? So many difficulties, everything taken away. So therefore, he also told Krishna, I want to do this yagya, Rajasuya sacrifice, to show the people that those who take shelter of you, they will get immense wealth also. And everything they require to make advancement, that will be supplied. And Krishna himself is saying Bhagavad Gita, Ananya Shintantamam Yajanapaya Pasate Tesam Nityavi Yuktanam Yoga Kshemam Vahamyaham. So those who are constantly devoted to me, so I preserve what they have and I will give what they lack. So whatever we have we can keep, and whatever we are lacking that Krishna will give. So not only materially speaking, but spiritually speaking also. So we have to make more advancement, more and more. So of course the spiritual master is there. He will help us. And Krishna in the heart, he will help us. So we can advance more, spiritually speaking. And then, whatever we need to serve Krishna, he will give. So yagya has to be performed. Always. Yagya is not only sacrifice, fire sacrifice. But yagya means to perform one's prescribed duty. That is also one sort of yagya, as explained by Krishna, by Anad Bhavanti Bhutani. What is it? There also it is mentioned yagya. So is there, by performing one's prescribed duty, then rain will come. So we hope the rain is coming. So we have to nicely perform our duty, and then the rain is coming. And then of course the greatest yagya is there in the age of Kali. Nama yagya, Mahayagya. So that is explained. Nama yagya, Mahayagya, Kaula Kalmashanasanam, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prityatam, Nama yagya Samarpanam. So this is Mahayagya, the Nam Sankirtan. Not only together with others, but the japa has to be also there, has to be good. Sankirtan doesn't only mean to chant together with others. Samyak rupena, kirtan, japa also, that Bhaktisiddhanta Sastaku Prabhupada has explained. To be fully absorbed in chanting one's japa. So that is also sankirtan. So it is the Mahayagya. And we can, most devotees, well of course in the beginning stage we can understand, we're trying to chant, but it is not so easy. The mind is going here and there, and we have to control the mind. Not easy. And and make sure we don't fall asleep. So it is a kind of yagya, it is the greatest yagya. And then, but by doing it nicely, then all the kalmash, kalmasha, of this age of Kali, all these impurities which are there, anattas in the heart, they are washed away. And then also, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Priti Artham. So we should do that for the pleasure of Mahaprabhu. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Priti, with love, we should chant the holy names with some loving feeling. And then leaving aside all material desires, all mental concoction. And remember, chant with some bandhagyan. I am the eternal servant of Krishna. As in this shloka also by Prahlad Maharaj, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Parasevanam Achanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmani Vedanam. Prabhupada has given very nice purport to each of these items of Navavida Bhakti. Therein Dasyam is explaining, we should always serve the Lord with this feeling, I am the eternal servant of Krishna. Even chanting the holy names, I am the eternal servant of Krishna. And then we chant the holy names, I am completely different from the gross and subtle body. Chit Sarup, Satchinananda Sarup. And then we chant the holy names with some loving feelings. So in this way, then we offer the holy names to the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu and Krishna. And in this way we can, by performing this yagya and then by engaging on one's prescribed duty according to vana and ashram, then we can quickly advance and come to the highest stage. And then also, of course, we should try to help others. Sarva bhutehi te rataha vaishnava brahmana is not only thinking of himself, but is trying to give this knowledge to others. He's trying to distribute prasad to others, trying to give books to others, so they may make some advancement in spiritual life. So in this way, when we are fully absorbed, then quickly we can advance to a higher stage. And if you are very fortunate, then we can become perfect. Jivan mukta, become liberated even in this lifetime. Harir dasya. So, but for this karma manasagira, iha yasya harir dasya karma manasagira, Nikalashavasastu, Jivan Mukta Sochate. If one is on that platform of always engaging everything in Krishna Seva, so with body, mind, and words, as it is explained here, Bhavadvayam, and then Dravyatma, This Bhavadvaitam, Dravadvaitam, Kriyadvaitam. So the consciousness, the activities, and all the objects we have, they have to be fully engaged in Krishna service. In this way there is oneness, one with Krishna, but still we remain individuals. But in that sense then we come to the transcendental platform. In this way there is oneness, oneness of quality. Krishna is Satchinananda Sarup, and we are Satchinananda Sarup, and we have to come to this platform of Satchinananda Sarup, Atma Tattva, the transcendental platform. And then there's a proper reciprocation of Krishna, a loving exchange. And then we can realize Krishna Sarup, Krishna Satchinananda Sarup, and our Satchinananda Sarup. And that is the goal of life. And then we can go back home to the spiritual kingdom. So we have to try our best, and it doesn't matter in what situation we are in. But if you simply try to be surrendered to Guru Gauranga and Krishna by the mercy, but we have to endeavor, but then we need the mercy of Guru Gauranga Krishna, and then we can become perfect. Hare Krishna.